How do we live by grace in a world that still struggles with cruelty, hatred, and greed? Paano tayo magpapatuloy na mabubuhay at maglalakbay bilang mga progresibong Kristiyano sa mundong patuloy na merong kalupitan at pagsasamantala? Anong magagawa natin bilang individual at bilang isang maliit na simbahan? Diba minsan parang powerless tayo or we feel that we have very little impact to the world? And maybe that is partly true. However, let us not underestimate a small group of people 2,000 years ago who lived by the grace of Jesus of Nazareth. A peasant Jew they proclaimed as Lord and Savior. Let us not underestimate the impact we can have in how we live and serve today in this community and serve as a community. Living by grace in our world today is like using water in our daily lives. Yan, water na naman. We use water for hydration and nourishment. We also use water for cleansing and washing. And in many ways, cleansing is a form of healing. Lastly, we use water for recreation and play. Ang tubig ginagamit para maglaro at magsaya. Let us learn how to live by grace by these three uses of water in our lives. Pero bago yon, let us remember that Jesus is our fountain of grace, the source of our spiritual water as Christians. A reading from the Gospel of John. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Si Jesus pa rin talaga. As we talk about grace in the metaphor of water, the Gospel of John describes Jesus as living water. We keep in mind as we go through our discussion today that Jesus is our living water, the source of God's grace. Okay, let us begin. Our first point of learning today, maglabas na po yung mga nag-take down ng notes. Ayan, living by grace is first like drinking water and being nourished by it. We all need water to drink. It has been said and it is scientifically proven that you can survive only with water without food between 2 to 3 weeks. Tubig lang daw, 2 to 3 weeks or roughly about 40 to 50 days, depending on your body composition, your health, and training. Life is a journey, as they say, and in the marathon of life, we need to regularly slow down or stop for a while to drink water, God's grace, to rehydrate us and to strengthen us. Ang buhay ay parang isang marathon. Hindi siya sprint. Hindi siya minamadali at ito ay matagal at mahabang lakbayin. Tulad ng isang marathon where we need to pace ourselves, kailangan din nating bumagal o tumigil sandali para mag-replenish ng tubig, ng grasya ng Diyos. Kasi nakakapagod ang paglalakbay sa buhay na ito. Lalo na sa mundong ito na maraming paliko-liko at sira-sirang daan. May mga obstruction or obstacles. The road to life, like literal roads in the Philippines, are not pedestrian and PWD friendly. Our walk, run, or marathon in our country or the world are rarely ever smooth. This takes a toll on our bodies, hearts, and souls. We lose grace like losing water as we journey. We lose patience and hope. We get tired and sometimes we want to give up. Amen? Hence, just like in a marathon or any other journey, we need to replenish water from the source. Jesus, so we can continue on living, loving, and serving. How do we do this? Where do we get this living water of grace? As Christians struggling to live, love, and serve today, the way we replenish the living waters of grace is, of course, with prayer and rest. Dasal at pahinga. Progressive Christians sometimes have a difficulty with prayer and sometimes even with rest. Ulitin ko yung maganda yun. Progressive Christians sometimes have a difficulty with prayer and sometimes even with rest. What's the point of prayer anyway? Does it really work? How can I rest with all the problems of the world? Prayer is not only wishing good things to come and expecting it all to happen. Prayer is a way to internally nourish ourselves with the grace of God. Prayer is more of listening and receiving grace through silence and rest rather than ranting to God. Of course, you can rant to God naman from time to time, but for today, as we learn about grace, let us look at prayer as one of those main faucets where we get clean water to drink. It helps if we use prayer practices or rituals that aid our prayer life. Diba nga? Kaya nga, I hear his whisper ako. Oo, diba naisingit ko yun? There are a million ways to pray. Find one that feels right to you. Light a scented candle and incense when you pray. Hike a mountain with a mountaineering group, and as you hike, focus towards prayer. Pwede rin yun. When I go to the gym during leg days, si Pastor to, I pray that the Jesus prayer. Every painful step is a prayer. Sunday worship is a community ritual, a source of weekly grace. Prayer and ritual, both as an individual and with a group, must be intentional. The same way we intentionally get a glass of water to drink. You must rest in both body and in spirit when you are tired from the many journeys and struggles of this life. We can also drink the living waters of God's grace in and through our relationships and communities. Even the imperfect ones, but good relationships and communities. Grace is never in isolation. Grace is received and experienced through the relationships we have and communities we belong in. Yes, church community is a source of God's grace, but it is not only in here. Maganda rin yun. Ulitin ko. Yes, grace is also with our Christian friends and ayan, di ko tuloy na ulit si Ralph kasi. Okay, ulit. Yes, church community is a source of God's grace, but it is not only in here. Yes, grace is also with our Christian friends and family, even if hindi sila umaattend ng Open Table. But not only with them. Open Table has always encouraged everyone to encounter and experience God in so many ways. In many other places, peoples, and other activities other than church or religious activities. We need to drink God's living grace from different relationships and communities. We need to share God's grace with other people and places. Go out and spend time with your friends and family. Volunteer here in Open Table MCC or continue dito bet. Pwede rin naman sa ibang organizations because God is equally present there. Engage other sectoral groups to learn more and make friends with the other oppressed. May oppressed din sa ibang places, not only here in Open Table MCC. God's living grace is also with cosplay groups. Okay? Drink God's grace by cosplaying if you're into that. Why not? Grace is something we receive and experience in and only through our connections, the relationships we have, and the communities we are part of. Drinking water is essential to live and to continue journeying while at the same time, it has been said by many doctors that a lot of bodily issues can be addressed when we drink enough clean water daily. Ang problema kasi ng marami sa atin, masanay tayo sa soft drinks or other drinks na mataas sa asukal or chemical. Aray. A lot of us do not drink enough plain, clean water, hence issues with our organs at a young age. In the same way, sufficient amounts of grace through prayer and rest, good relationships, and good communities are needed for our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Lastly, on the matter of drinking grace, similar to drinking water, we have to choose carefully. We have to choose carefully where we get our grace, the same way we get our water. If we drink contaminated water, we get sick. We must be careful with the relationships and communities where we think we can get grace. We have to also question previous religious practices that we thought to be clean water, but actually, like soft drinks, taken for too long, damages our organs. Careful of relationships that are parasitic. Careful of toxic churches claiming to be welcoming. Careful of jowas who will not only drain your energy and patience but also your bank account. Si Pastor po ang nagsulat nito, klaruhin ko lang. For clarification, this is Pastor's writing. Wag delulu at hopyang panis. Hey, careful also that you drink too much social media and doom scrolling. It is like drinking too much alcohol too often. Like alcohol, social media can be addictive, but depressive. Too much social media causes you to feel detached and depressive with all the terrible things happening in the world. And it can cause you other mental issues. Everything you drink into your system impacts your body, mind, and spirit. Choose carefully the kinds of water you put into your being. Are these living waters of grace, or are these toxins that damage you and your body? So that's lesson one. Our second lesson for today, grace. Grace is also about cleansing and washing. Hindi maganda ang pakiramdam pag hindi ka naligo, lalo na kung ilang araw. Tama? Bakit may tumatawa? Meron bang... Sa ating mga paglalakbay, importanteng naliligo tayo. Amen? Yan, nawala tuloy ako. Sa ating mga paglalakbay, ayun, importante ang naglilinis, di ba, bottoms? Amen daw ba? Sabi ni Pastor, dapat naglilinis. True din naman. It goes both. Tama, kailangan din i-cleanse. In the continuing journey of life and in many things we do, we need to wash ourselves from dirt, oil, sweat, grime, and bad smell. Similarly, in the same journey of life, we need to cleanse ourselves with all the spiritual, emotional, mental, and social dirt we have accumulated. We wash with the waters of Jesus Christ. In Matthew, we read, "And there was a man with a skin disease who came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing. Be made clean.' Immediately, his skin disease was cleansed." A person with a skin disease came to Jesus and asked, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Of course, Jesus wants to make us clean similar to the man. Jesus tells us, "I am willing." But notice the man made an effort to actually come to Jesus, cleansing and healing. Lumapit yung may skin disease. To be washed, and we must want it for ourselves. Dapat gustuhin nating maghugas. We must also seek out cleansing. A lot of Jesus' healing in the Gospels are people coming to Jesus to be healed and made clean. Lumapit sila kay Jesus. Kailangan magpagpag at maglinis spiritually. You must intentionally choose to remove theologies, perspectives, practices, emotional baggages, bitterness and resentments, regrets, and unnecessary thoughts that keeps looping in your mind. If you need to seek professional help, do so if you are able. If you need medication, by all means, please take them. If you need to break up with any friendship, connection, or jowa who only contaminates your well-being, do so after so much soul-searching. Again, this is from Pastor. Added note. Yeah. Nagkata. Nung binasa ko nga kanina, sabi ko. Ayan, nawala na naman ako. Now, don't get him wrong daw. I'm not one who will tell you to disconnect and cut off ties too easily and too soon. Diba nga, relationships are sources of grace. But what I'm saying, if your relationship is not a source of grace, but the opposite, then you must let it go. But like careful and thorough washing of the body, you must be thorough in thinking carefully if you need to cut off someone from your life. When the red flags are slapping you in the face left and right, up and down, when good people around you are already saying the same things, then perhaps it is time to remove this person. Dapat hindi ko tinanggap tong pagbabasa na to. This person or persons in your life and block them in social media. I only hope you will do so with grace and kindness. Grace and kindness pa rin. Not only for yourself, but also for those you are removing from your life. Very true. Let go and cut off in a gracious and matured way. Doing so is the Jesus way, the gracious way. Come to think of it, healing is all about cleansing, and this includes dysfunctional family. Ayan. Kala nyo ako lang, ah. Turn nyo naman. We also have to drop what conservative churches told us na tiisin mo na lang. Or magulang mo kasi siya kahit na one of those family members or parents are one walking embodiment of red flag and abuse. We have to wash ourselves with those people, situations, and practices even if they are by blood or traditions of our family that are actually nothing more than dirt in our lives. But again, do not do so easily, but with the grace of Christ, wash yourself of these things or those people in the same way you will carefully wash your body. Or minsan, hindi mo naman totally kailangan ikat ang buhay mo sa kanila. But you just need to distance yourself. In other cases naman, perhaps what you need to remove is not the person but the beliefs and practices of your families. Huwag mo na i-apply sa buhay mo at personal mong mga relationship. Keep the relationship but break the cycle of trauma and abuse. Kasi if you remain unclean with all of the generational and familial toxicity, if you remain unclean with parasitic jowas, if you remain in a toxic work, if you keep theological teachings and practices na toxic, so ano mangyayari sa'yo? What will happen to you? If you remain dirty, you will get sick. You will not feel good about yourself. You might contract skin disease, you will be spiritually, mentally, and emotionally sick, and may contract spiritual skin diseases that will fester. Magnanana sa iyong kaluluwa. Imagine niyo yun. I'll give you time. Magnanana sa iyong kaluluwa. While we ask God to wash us and clean us with everything that is toxic, parasitic, or dirty in our lives, it is not a one-time cleansing. We are not perfect. We do not have perfect relationships and communities despite those relationships being good ones. We are living in an imperfect and still cruel world, and in many ways indirectly participate in many social evils, like by buying Starbucks or eating in Jollibee. Char but not char. And so we remind ourselves that throughout our lives, we need to wash regularly by the living waters of God through Jesus. Like how we wash our bodies, so must we regularly wash our hearts, minds, and souls from all the evils and cruelties of this world and our own. Habang nabubuhay tayo, kailangan nating patuloy na maligo sa grasya ng Diyos hanggang mamatay tayo. Until we die, we will need good washing. Di ba nga yung patay, hinuhugasan pa rin yun at nililinis? Cleansing is a lifelong process and activity we must be willing to undertake as many times over as we need. And a third point na to. Third point to live by grace is to joyfully play. Maglaro. Reverend Elder Darlene Garner, in her very wise old African motherly vibe, once asked us back in 2015 when we were still MCCQC. Sabi niya, as a church, what are you doing to play? And we could not answer. It's no wonder why you are burned out, and if you are not yet burned out, you will be sooner or later. Play is important. Play is a source of grace. Jesus in John commands us to love, and he says that I have said this to you so that your joy may be complete. Paul also says that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is actually joy. Loving and serving doesn't have to be romanticized as a dramatic, tragic, or always sacrificing. Love is joyful and playful as much as it is sacrificing. Ganda rin yun. Love is joyful and playful as much as it is sacrificing. Ay, oo nga, yun pala. Having fun is important in your personal life and relationships. It is important in our communities and or organizations. And definitely, joyful play is necessary for our spiritual well-being. Not everything is about work or serious stuff. Ayan, reminder sa mga workaholic, parang seryoso. Yeah, oo, minsan naman. Not everything is about work or serious stuff. Not everything should be about ministry, theology, and advocacy. If your life, relationships, work, and your community is not joyful and does not have moments of play, then it will wither. Too much seriousness will wither your body and soul. Paul tells the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The early Christians were under the Roman Empire. Many of their members were also slaves, widows, and peasant laborers. And yet, Paul encourages them in all his letters, but most especially in his letter to the Philippians, to rejoice in the Lord and to practice joyfulness. Their lives are already difficult and tragic as it is. Bilang komunidad, kailangan nilang ugatin ang kanilang ligaya sa Panginoon at maging intentional na maging masaya sa harap ng mga kalupitan na nakapalibot sa kanila. As church, that's the reason why we have our once a year community swimming every August. Magbi-beach yata tayo this year. Yata. Tingnan natin. Mahirap magplano ng ano ha, beach. Eh, kasi kailangan ko sa magpaplano na naman. ayan, si Kepi, tutulungan ako. Okay. That's why we have celebrations during Easter, Christmas, and our anniversaries, and we play queer loto and talk about drag. Pasok. Go daw yan, sabi ni Janti. In the midst of all the evils and cruelties happening around us, never fail to still laugh, play, and find joy from time to time. Kahit papaano, dapat merong kagalakan sa ating pakikibaka. Maski ang mga aktivista ay paminsan-minsan tumatawa at nagsasaya, at hindi lang puro ra-racist bomba. Ang sigaw. Totoo. Okay. Last outing to, no? Yes, last outing yan. To live by grace is to joyfully play from time to time to wash away the stresses and sorrows within us and around us. Yeah, again, August po ang ating, anong tawag natin dun? Sabbath. Sabbath month ng Open Table MCC. Ano yan? Yearly naman yan. God is also with us when we play. Ayan, in summary. In summary, to live by grace is number one, drinking grace from Jesus Christ through prayer, relationships, and community, and choosing carefully where to access or tap on God's grace. Number two, washing and cleansing by God's grace. Number three, grace through joy and play. Okay, pero akala nyo tapos na. But wait, may isang pahabol pa as a closing of this preaching. Like water, grace must be shared and given to others. You cannot keep it to yourself. You must share and channel God's grace through kindness, generosity, and forgiveness. Letter to Ephesians tells us to be kind and tender-hearted to one another and to forgive. Stagnant water also rots. Ganda to. Stagnant water also rots. Ang tubig na nakaimbak at hindi nagagamit ng matagal na panahon ay nabubulok din. We have to give away grace in the form of kindness and generosity. And ultimately, as forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the greatest manifestations of grace. But of course, forgiveness does not mean to say not holding abusers accountable. Ulitin ko yun, maganda rin yun. Forgiveness does not mean to say not holding abusers accountable. We can forgive even as we hold someone accountable, and accountability is also a form of grace. But you cannot call yourself a Christian if you are not able to forgive because the one you follow forgave those who nailed him on the cross. So do not keep grace to yourself. Share it, give it away, be generous, forgive. And as Christians, it is not just kindness. As followers of Jesus who denounce injustices and religious oppression, grace is to work for justice and equality wherever we are. God, through the prophet Amos, says to let justice roll down and flow like water. Grace in a cruel and unjust world is also through advocacy and activism. Yan yung na-late ako. We believe that you cannot be a Christian and preach grace without wanting grace for all people in the form of justice that upholds human life, rights, and dignity. Hindi tayo puro play and joy lang. Yes, need natin yan. Hindi tayo puro drink of grace by pray. Hindi ito puro personal self-help, wokeness of cutting ties, and the toxic boomer generation. Grace means ministry and justice work. Ulit. Grace also means ministry and justice work. And it also means passing to the next generation the grace we have received from our queer ancestors who paved the way. Like, oo nga. Kuya Dennis. The living legend. Siya daw yung nagpipicture niyang panahon. So in closing, ang daming nangyayaring masama sa ating paligid. There is so much fear among LGBTQIA+ people, immigrants, and other minorities in the U.S. Our own MCC churches in the U.S. will directly experience the negative impact of their current situation in their country. Life is not getting better here in the Philippines din naman. And this coming midterm elections, mukhang mananalo pa rin ang mga korap. Yung mga sayaw lang ng sayaw, walang programa. Ako lang yun, ang sabi nun. Walang plataforma, pero nananalo. Lord help. Sorry, natitrigger. Hindi tayo sure sa ceasefire sa Palestine. Injustice, cruelty, and greed abounds the same way that the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago continued to oppress and kill many peoples, including the persecution of Christians. But small and powerless as they are, Christian communities continue to live by grace through prayer, generosity, forgiveness, joy, works of compassion and common good, and their shared life together as a community. May we follow their example and live by grace in our time and live reality today. In Jesus' name, we pray, may it be so. We all say, Amen. Pero pa palang ganyan. Through this preaching, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God. Amen.